when I put in to me, when I mark myself beautiful, worthy, abundant, receiving, loved, I am that. The molecular structure of my body conspires in my favor. You can say on the woo scale that I'm going way off the woo scale, but it's scientific. It's science. Welcome or welcome back to Igniting Change. I am Amber J, your host. Today, we are talking about affirmations. That is the second layer of self-care, my self-talk. I mean, hello, how many of us have negative self-talk going around in our heads? Even if we have an awareness, that's something that truly erodes our well-being, and yet it creeps into the best of us. So that is what we are covering in this week's episode. Welcome. Let's get lit. All right. So I propose to you, I challenged you to make the radical act of self-care, whatever that means for you. And just know we're in the gymnasium of transformation. So sometimes you're going to try something and you're gonna be like, that is not for me. That did not fill my cup. That is not okay with me. And that's okay. That's fine. However, you got to try it. You can't just try it in your mind and then discount it. Like, I can't tell you how many times women I have worked with are like, the journaling, I don't want to write things down. I don't need to write things down. They write things down and they're like, oh my gosh, all these things came up and I discovered so much about myself. Yes. How long are we going to deny ourselves this information? And that's a good question to get curious about, isn't it? Since the last of our segments, our last episode was about compassion and curiosity. What did you notice? What did you get to have compassion about that maybe you were avoiding, denying, didn't even realize, weren't even conscious of? And then what did you get to get curious about? Oh, I reacted to that. Oh, that made me feel a certain way. I'm curious where that comes from. What had me have this feeling in my body, this reaction? And then did I take a deep breath in and check in to see what my authentic truth is in the moment, listening to my inner self, because I'm the only one who can tell me what my solution is, what is happening for me. I can give you the tools, but you got to do them. You got to work out the muscles. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So today where we are going is to affirmations. Yeah. Affirmations. I'm Stuart Smiley. I'm beautiful. I'm good enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. Yeah. It's either that or saying, I look horrible. Oh, I'm so fat. Oh, I'm not smart enough. What are the voices in your head? So as a kickoff to this, and we're going to go deep, I have many interesting angles for this. However, while I'm sitting here talking, I invite you to pull out your journal, pull out your phone, carrier pigeon if you must, but write down the voices that pop up in your head. I'm too busy. I don't have time for that. I don't have the right credentials for that. That's above my pay grade. Other people do that. I'm not welcome. I'm not fill in the blank. So what is the negative self-talk that perpetuates in your head, takes up space in your head rent-free, keeping you from doing what you're meant to do here on the planet? So this is the full-on permission and invitation to take a minute to do that. Just a minute. I'm not saying take hours. Take a minute and write down what are some of the things, and you know them, the things that come up. I'm too fat for that. Oh, I could never speak up for that. One of the ones I had was, I'm not going to speak up or speak into this because I'm not an expert on this. I don't know the answers, versus what I have learned in my transformational training and what I invite each and every one of you to do is sharing is caring. What I'm experiencing in me is absolutely happening in someone else. What's happening in the I is happening in the we is happening in the all. So if I am having a feeling about something, if I am expressing something, if there's something bubbling up inside of me, I get to be the one to voice it. For so many years in our culture, we have been told, sit there and be pretty. Be seen, not heard. Did you hear this one? You're too big. Tone it down. And these creep in to our being and we adopt it as our own. And we nip our creativity, our voice, the wisdom that is inside of us because we haven't worked the muscle. Mine was, if it's not perfect, if it doesn't come out 100% squeaky clean and shine, buffed and shined, then I shouldn't speak. Then I shouldn't share whatever is coming up for me. Versus being messy, not really knowing where it's leading, but needing to speak it into existence. So while I am talking right here, right now, what are the things that you've been holding back on? What are the voices that hold you back? It must be perfect. It must be right. You must be smart. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't have the right credentials for this. This is a big one that happens in women, that we devalue our innate intuition that is based in nature that has been kiboshed and we haven't worked the muscle as much. And so it comes up messy sometimes. Sometimes it comes out or we suppress it. And it is what is needed. Your voice is needed in the world. So what is the thing that is blocking me? Because that gets to be released over this process. What is blocking me from my full self-expression, even if it's messy coming out? I invite messy coming out. Messy is important. Messy is divine feminine. Messy is no beginning, no end. It is rough waters. The feminine is water. It is unwieldy. That is wild, divine feminine energy. And that is what creates life. You're welcome. I hope I am stirring up. What is going on? What is the inner voice saying to you? Write them down. Nobody's going to see this. It's you with you. You can share them with me if you'd like, because sharing is caring. And when you share it, it activates that for other people as a possibility. When they see it in you, they can recognize it in themselves. So I invite you to share. All right. All right. All right. So affirmations. Once we release, we clear the space. We're looking for things that resonate, things to consciously slip in that space, to fill the space. Because there's a law of the universe where there is a void, it will be filled. So we have the opportunity to consciously fill it. Now, in various seasons of our life, we have different needs. It may be, I am beautiful. I am pleasure filled. I am smart. I am knowledgeable. I am wise. I am sought after. I am abundant. I am loved. I am fill in the blank. You'll know what your need is as this unfolds. I invite you again, take the deep breath in, let it out, and just listen. Listen to what your heart needs. As I speak into this, words matter. Words create our world. If words create our world, then we get to be conscious of the words we speak and what we put out into the world. That is what affirmations are for. This has been proven in the power of Dr. Emoto's work. Dr. Emoto is a Japanese scientist who revolutionized the idea that thoughts and intentions impact the physical realm. For over 20 years, when he passed away in 2014, he studied the scientific evidence of how the molecular structure in water transforms when it is exposed to human words, thoughts, sounds, and intentions. You can Google him, Dr. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, on the Google, the Dr. Google, and see the impact words have on the molecules of water. It is shocking. It's something you can actually do. I would show you my water bottle has love on it, trust, abundance, health. Words matter. You're made up of water. We're connecting the dots here. Am I right or am I right? When I put in to me, when I mark myself beautiful, worthy, abundant, receiving, loved, I am that. The molecular structure of my body conspires in my favor. You can say on the woo scale that I'm going way off the woo scale, but it's scientific. It's science. You can't hit me up too hard on that one this time. So we have the opportunity to consciously create our actual DNA. What we say to ourselves impacts our cells. We can powerfully create this through I am statements. I am abundant. I am loved. I am beautiful. Whatever you are affirming in your DNA, say it daily and say it aloud. Say it daily and say it aloud. So what do you need at this time on your emotional journey? And I'm going to give you another quick tool. These are the worksheets that happen when you take the course. Okay. So where you are in your transformational journey, check in with yourself. As I like to say, close your eyes, put your hand on your heart and on your tummy. I'm loved. I am healthy. I'm happy. I'm joy-filled. I am pleasure-filled. I am abundant. I am prosperous. I'm impactful. What are the words that come to you and write them down? Now, here is a trick. So many times in our daily lives, we say, I want. Sometimes when we're maybe manifesting, we're goal setting, say, I want a new car. I will have a new car. The I want and the I will is in the lack space. When we are in affirmations, we are in the already having it. It is already part of me. I am not missing anything. So just notice if you are saying I want or I will in your statements or as you go throughout the day, I will go to that meeting. Will you? I am showing up at that meeting. I am at that meeting. I am the meeting. You see the difference in I want a new car. I am an owner of a car. Of course, I own a car. It's already done. And so it is. And so it is. So I am claiming it as my own. And for extra credit, a tool I learned from Shaman Durek, which I loved during pandemic in Clubhouse, you use the future past tense of it already happened. I loved when I got my new car and how I felt in my new, and be specific, Porsche Cayenne convertible with white seats. I loved how I cruised around town and I felt powerful. So you're talking about it in the past tense. It's already happened. Our brain doesn't know the difference. The universe doesn't know the difference. It delivers it that much quicker to us. How many of you listen to Abraham Hicks? I have an invitation. Go to Abraham Hicks. Listen to how the vibrations match. We are all vibrations. We step into that. We vibrate and match it in our bodies, what we are calling in. So if I am a vibrational match for it, it comes to me that much quicker. Whole manifestation strategy you're not going into today, although these are very much tools to support you on that journey. So I am, and fill in the blank. Let me know what your affirmation is for the day. And then I invite you to the exercise, write it 50 times, write it 50 times and feel it, not just write it as an assignment, write it and feel it. I am abundant. What does abundant feel like? I am abundant. I pay all my bills. I am abundant. I can eat wherever I want to eat. I'm abundant. I can go on any vacation I want to go on. I can buy anything I want to buy, right? I am abundant. I am abundant. I am abundant. Go through this process of 50 times and then write in a journal, right? Prompt what it feels like to be abundant. One last thing I have for you as we are on our self-care journey. This is C, compassion, curiosity, A, affirmations. Here are 10 tools to self-care. So obviously the physical, take a bath, eat well. So physical, move your body, go on a walk, work out. Number two, mental health, checking in on my mental health and well-being, taking the deep breath in and checking in. Number three, what are my patterns? Noticing my patterns. As we're on this journey, you're going to start to notice, where do I get triggered? What are my defaults? Where do I avoid? Maybe I buy, right? Use money or eat or drink or sex, or what are my patterns? I get into work as avoiding my emotions. Number four, gratitude, journaling on what I'm grateful for in my life. Number five, expanding community. What are the people you want to surround yourself with? And we'll get into this in relationships, but who are the people you choose to spend your time with? Number six, personal growth. This is what you're doing here. I acknowledge you for showing up. Personal growth, emotional intelligence, EQ. That's what we're here. That's what we're on the journey for. New emotional intelligence. Our parents only know what our parents know. Our schooling, our religion only knows what they know. Now we're taking responsibility for learning other possibilities and choosing for ourselves consciously. Seven, hobbies. What are some things that bring you joy? Joy for joy's sake. No end game involved. What are your hobbies? I'd love to know some hobbies. Eight, downtime. Downtime. Take a goddess soak. Read a book. Resetting yourself, not always just going or trying to get to the end. Getting to the end is a very masculine trait. Number nine, eat healthy, eat clean. I was just at home in Kansas City, and my experience of the grocery stores and fast food, because there was never, I mean, once I got into certain areas, there were other options of healthy food, but even in the nice restaurants, there's bacon on the salads and ranch dressing. So eat healthy, organic food that nourishes your body. It so serves our health and well-being. I did this better diet over the, it's called better, B-E-T-R, over the pandemic. And the inflammation that was in my body just decreased. And I felt great. And it wasn't like crazy life changes, but now I notice when I'm not eating that way. I notice how it's very hard to find it in easy ways. You have to be intentional. And number 10, good sleep. I have my Aura ring. I track my sleep. I see when I sleep for long hours, but I don't get good sleep. And getting good sleep nourishes us, keeps our heads clear so that we can live our vision in the world. Hello. So with that, I am done. I am complete. I am inspired by you, by this journey that we are on together. I am inspired to go out into my day, to share more wisdom. This gives me energy. I feel energized, which we'll get to in two more episodes. I hope this served you today. I do want to know what's resonating with you. It is important to me what you want more of. We can go deeper on things. So let me know what's landing and we will do more of it. I am here for you. All right, go out into the day and let's get lit. I am lit.